Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Hey, we get a chance to visit with an old friend of ours, Chuck Milam. He is now the high school principal at Macomb High. We knew him back in the day when he was a young whippersnapper of a teacher and a coach in the Sherrard School District. Of course, went on to coach at Erie Prophetstown, teaching in the Erie School District, and then the head football coach of that Erie Prophetstown Co-op. We're going to talk about an IHSA town hall meeting. Macomb had the opportunity to host one of those this week, and the town hall meetings basically are setups where member schools talk about bylaw amendment proposals. Chuck Milam, good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Well, good morning. How are you? It's always good to take a trip down memory lane.
Awesome. And so, drum roll, please. District scheduling. I know that was probably much of the discussion at the town hall meeting, and I think you were telling me off the air like 33-some-odd schools were represented at your town hall meeting this week. So a little bit about the discussion regarding that topic.
Yeah, so a majority of the schools in our region here at the town hall meeting yesterday were definitely in favor of the district scheduling. We did have some a few Peoria area schools that that were against it. You know, and we talked about why they might be against it. Some of it was travel, and they didn't think it would turn out equitable for them. And you know, my response to that is, you know, it's not an equitable system that we have currently. When it comes to Macomb and our region down here, West Hancock, you know, we were bringing, well, this year, Richmond Burton, who is the very top northern part of the state, almost in Wisconsin, drove all the way down to Macomb. That's over a 4-hour drive, just so we could play a football game. We have Harvard coming next year, that we're going to meet at a neutral site to try to get a game because, the both of us just agreed that we got to try to get a game in. So, you know, we kind of went back and forth on a lot of those different aspects, and we're obviously in favor of it. Our kids here are hurting the most because we don't have district scheduling happening. So we talked about it, and at our town hall meeting, the districts were in favor of it. They voted 23-6 or something like that, that were in favor of it. So if you're just going to take this town hall meeting at Macomb, it's something that would then move forward.
Well, and then what it boils down to now is whether the legislative commission will agree to move it forward to the ballot. I don't know if they make that decision in November, the latter portion of November or December, and then once that is made, and if they move it forward, then the member schools get a vote on the issue via the ballot. Now, you did get some feedback, or you're getting some feedback from the Legislative Commission, where they seem to be supportive of it. By that, I mean getting it onto the ballot for the member schools to vote for.
Yes, absolutely. So each time, so there's 27 bylaw amendment proposals. Craig Garber was the IHSA representative here yesterday discussing each proposal. So each member school got to vote online on their cell phone or tablet or whatever for each bylaw proposal. So every time we would vote, he would open the voting, the member schools there would vote, and then underneath of it, he would then show the Legislative Commission's vote. So we could get a comparison of kind of where, you know, our town hall meeting was with the Legislative Commission. And the Legislative Commission also had 26 votes in favor of the district proposal. So that, again, gave us a pretty good feeling here. We think that there might be some momentum now to maybe get this going further.
All right. And before we dive back into the district scheduling and kind of the Macomb situation, were there any other of the bylaw amendment proposals that stood out where there was support where it could get to the ballot? And I know there was one proposal I saw where it moved the IHSA softball season to the fall. I don't think that has an opportunity to move forward. Then I think there was one regarding the officiating decision at the end of a game involving, I think it was submitted by Oaklawn Richards, if I remember correct. I mean, are there any of the proposals that stood out that have a chance to move forward, you think, or brought a lot of discussion yesterday?
I don't know that these necessarily brought a lot of discussion, but there was, a proposal about moving the fall start practice day, since football starts a couple of days earlier than the other fall sports, cross country and so on, volleyball, that they would move that all to the same similar start date on that Monday. And what was really talked about, and this was actually recommended by the Sports Advisory Committee, because there might be some acclimatization that might take place for all those other sports, just like it is in football. That you have to wear helmets only for a couple days, and then you can get the shells only for a couple days, and then you can kind of acclimatize yourself into it. There might be some things like that coming for the other athletics as well. So, and they're talking about, streamlining that and everybody starting on the same day in fall. And that got quite a bit of support and some discussion here yesterday. So that was a big one. I would agree with you. The fall softball did not get really any support here at our town hall meeting yesterday. So those were some of the big ones, I would say.
And again, we're talking to Chuck Milam, who's the principal at Macomb High School, and they hosted an IHSA town hall meeting. We're recording our conversation Tuesday. The town hall meeting was Monday. All right, here's and I know you've only been the principal at Macomb for 1 year, but but why is it that no one will take Macomb in their conference? Is it because, I'll give you like two options here, and then you can even add or subtract. Is it because they're scared of your like enrollment number? I think what, your 580, 600, somewhere around there. Or is it just because it's the even number issue? All conferences want even numbers. So too bad, Macomb, you have too many kids and we have even number conferences. You're out of luck. And then I know for West Hancock, which has really been a weird situation for me to follow, where they're basically, I had heard that, one of their options is to join a conference in Missouri. that's where you say to yourself, come on, we got to find something that can work. And even though that I have reservations with district scheduling, I'll say this about it, is I like the concept of, basically every 2 years you're adjusting the district where you can make changes if you need to, and that still allows those schools the opportunity to, I think, the maneuver in their schedule, I think the two open dates where you can schedule two of the games. So, in the Quad Cities, for example, if, Rocky's concerned about not playing all of them in district scheduling, where you have the two open dates, schedule them. You can play them. Situation solved. So, long story short, I guess getting back to Macomb, why will nobody take you in a conference?
Well, I guess on the season option that you laid out there, I would probably lean towards option one. Even myself, when I was really kind of investigating the column, I guess everybody always visualizes this place as a much bigger town than what it is. But when you take a look at our school enrollment and the actual just people living in the town, this is it's a small town. It's just like Aledo. I can walk down the street and see, just know about everybody when I'm in walking down the town square. So I think there's a misconception about how big our high school really is. And part of the reason I chose here, when I was at Girard, 15 years ago, we were at about the similar enrollment as we are here at Macomb. So it was a comfortable setting for me as far as the amount of kids. But I do think that's a lot of it when you look at in the neighboring schools in the Prairie Land, for instance. Those schools are, 200 and probably average around 200 kids in the high school. And we are, in the upper 500. So we are a little bit bigger than them. On the reverse end of that, we are traveling to the Apollo Conference, which is, it's about an average of 2.5-3 hours on a bus ride for our kids, which is, of course, the cost is adding up on that as well. And we're trying to get as many charter buses as we can. But we're traveling into a conference where we're playing schools that have 1,300 to 1,400 kids in their high school, just so we can get a game in. So what happens, and we've been competitive, in all honesty, in some of those. But I really do think that's that's a lot of it. There is that comfort, you know, because everybody's trying to look for those five wins, and that's part of what districting will really kind of do. It'll eliminate that, you know, everybody trying to jump around and move around and look for those five. You know, and I'm coming, obviously, from the Three Rivers Conference, which was so stable and so comfortable for so long, but I'll be honest, even in that conference, I know there are three small schools in there that aren't happy. And you just get that feeling that they want to jump out all the time. And it's just an uneasy feeling then of scheduling. The other thing that definitely did happen yesterday, was people are in favor of having this eight-man football, and passing this so there's a state series eventually for eight-man football. Well, there's quite a few schools, I think smaller schools, that could jump out. Now you have schools possibly even next year, week one and week two, that may have to find a game. Jason Kirby was there yesterday, you know, and he was nervous about that. If some teams go to eight-man football, then they don't even have a game next year for their kids. And then we're just not doing things that's best for kids, which is not the mission or the goal of athletics in high school. So, anyways, we would just obviously really want districts here. It would benefit not only us, but I think all the member schools.
So your feeling is that it's going to get on the ballot. I mean, it's going to be up to the member schools. They're going to decide one way or the other that you're either going to vote it up or you're going to vote it down. I mean, you look at your vote and then the Legislative Commission vote. I mean, you have to believe that the member schools should get the final say on this. I mean, you feel good about it at least getting to the ballot for member schools to vote on?
Yes, I feel good about it potentially getting to the ballot. You know, and we have to stay positive for our people around here, you know, because they get pent down about it and kind of negative about it, obviously, because, you know, they've been in this, McComb has been in this kind of lull for so long. So, yeah, we're positive about it right now. I do think it's going to get there, and I can't say what will happen after that, but at least we'll give it a chance, you know, for people to really look at this. And really look at all member schools, not just their own specific situation. Of course, everybody's going to vote for what's best for them, but, you know, I really think we should look at what's best for all of our member schools. And districts would put us to playing teams that's equitable size and as close as geographic as possible, and it would be closer than the time we're traveling now, that's for sure.
So what is the future for McComb conference-wise, and you said the Apollo Conference, and I know I've been covering high school sports for a long time, but I can't even remember who's in the Apollo Conference. But are there any legitimate conference possibilities for you right now?
There is not, and what's really kind of sad here, I don't know that our kids, if I walk down the hall and ask them what conference we're in, I don't know that they could tell us. It's really sad they don't remember the Olympic Conference. Obviously, when I was at Sherrard, I loved the Olympic Conference and traveling to all those schools with great coaches and great administration and just great competition. These kids don't even remember that. We're that far removed. So it's a pretty sad experience. But, you know, we've tried the Three Rivers. We've tried the Olympic Conference. Or not the Olympic Conference. We've tried the Prairie Land Conference. We've tried all those and been denied time after time. The Apollo Conference has been having an odd number of teams, so that's why it kind of works where we can play, you know, three or four of those schools. But that's not a great fit for us. Again, it's about a good 3 hours in travel time, and we're talking about schools that are, you know, 1,300 to 1,400 kids in their high school, you know, when we go there. So it is what it is, but that's really all we have left. So, as I said, we don't have a conference. Right now, we play QND and West Hancock. That's all we have.
And then give me some of the school names in the Apollo then.
So Charleston, Lincoln, let's see.
Oh, that's good enough. Man, that's where McComb belongs in the conference right there, folks. I mean, come on, man. Come on. And again, that's it. Just, you know, each conference affiliation move that is always made, to me, it gets further and further away from common sense, but what do I know? Anyway, I appreciate it, Coach Milam, coming on. Again, a first-year principal at McComb. They hosted a town hall meeting, and we'll be finding out here in a couple of weeks if that district scheduling issue gets onto the ballot for IHSA member schools to talk about. Have a good rest of the school year and a good holiday season down there at Macomb.
You too, Jen. Have a good Thanksgiving.
All right, Chuck Milam with us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.